This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The head of the World Health Organization called Wednesday for a moratorium on administering booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines. At a news conference, WHO Chief Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the world's primary industrialized nations must show leadership out of the coronavirus pandemic.
It's no understatement to say that the course of the pandemic depends on the leadership of the G20 countries.
WHO officials say the science is unproven about whether giving booster shots to people who have already received two vaccine doses is effective in preventing the spread of the virus. The UN Health Agency has repeatedly called for rich countries to do more to help improve access to vaccines in the developing world. A coronavirus patient who ended up in a Baton Rouge, Louisiana hospital says he's now an advocate for getting vaccinated. AP's Jennifer King reports.
Cedric Daniels is one of the lucky ones. He went home after a week of being treated for COVID-19 at Our Lady of the Lake Medical Center in Baton Rouge.
It's another thing to just be out of breath, watch TV.
At age 37, Daniels said he didn't think he needed a COVID vaccination. And in a hospital bed interview, he says it's a decision he regrets.
Talking about sticking tubes down your throat, possibly if your oxygen doesn't go up within the next hour. And that is frightening.
Daniels had visited with an unvaccinated nephew. His nephew remains on a ventilator in a medically induced coma in a hospital outside New Orleans.
You know, I want him to walk out of there.
I'm Jennifer King.
Former President Barack Obama has scaled down his 60th birthday party due to the surge in the Delta variant of the coronavirus. Obama, who turned 60 on Wednesday, had been criticized for planning a big celebration during a